About 800,000 Wisconsin residents have taken college courses but have not completed a degree. To help them, the UW system launched a program about a year and a half ago called the Flexible Option. It allows students to earn college credit for demonstrating what they've learned on their own, and they do it on their own schedule. WUWM checks in on how the Flex Option is working. The UW system was the first public university system to offer such a program. Craig Kilgo was one of the early Flexible Option students. He lives in the Washington, D.C. area, and he learned about plans for the program in the newspaper.
There was a Wall Street Journal article, and it sounded like exactly the type of program that I would need.
Kilgo works for the Defense Department. He says it would have taken years to get his degree sitting in a classroom, taking 3 credits a semester. But through the online Flex Option UWM offers, he graduated in a year and a half, polishing off more than 60 credits.
Really, the ability to just have all the assignments available to you, you start chugging through them, and then you move on to the next course, the next day, the next hour, or the next minute if you'd like.
Kilgo's degree is in information science and technology. It's one of 7 flexible option degrees or certificates that certain UW schools offer. While some participating students are from out of state, about 80% are from Wisconsin, according to Kathy Sandine. She's chancellor of UW Extension, which administers the program. Sandine says about 500 students are enrolled in the Flex Option. That's about twice what was predicted at this point.
The most highly enrolled programs right now are the Bachelor of Science in Nursing and the Bachelor of Science in Information Science and Technology.
Sandine says the UW system plans to grow the Flex Option to include more degrees.
The next one that we're really looking forward to adding is a Bachelor in Business Administration. This is one degree that has probably the highest demand among this sector of students.
It just makes so much sense for you to be able to apply what you know to get to your degree faster.
Laura Pedrick oversees the Flexible Option at UWM. She says it has 10 graduates to its credit.
The 10 graduates that I spoke of just shot out of the gate. They, you know, had a great deal of professional experience to apply to their Flex program.
The program breaks subjects into competency sets. Those are sets of information students must prove they have mastered in order to complete a course and get the credit. The UW system had to decide what material students must master and at what price. It turns out the Flex Option is a bit cheaper than other UW online programs and a lot less than brick-and-mortar classes. At first, the federal government wouldn't approve financial aid for the program because it's so different from traditional college. But Pedrick says things are changing.
UW colleges and now UWM have both been approved by the U.S. Department of Ed to offer aid under what's called direct assessment rules. I think it will strongly help grow the programs.
While the UW system was the first public system to offer credit for competencies, the concept actually cropped up a couple decades ago. Margaret Miller follows higher education trends at the University of Virginia.
One of the problems in college completion has always been redundancy. Students being asked to take courses again that they've taken, say, in a community college, or adult students having to take courses in subjects that they know very well from their working lives.
Miller says in recent years, competency-based education has been catching on, and perhaps that's because of the large number of adults who never completed a degree and now realize one would help them. Organizers within the UW system say they've heard that at least 300 institutions are offering or considering programs similar to the Flex Option. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.